It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. A new monitoring device could give coal miners more warning that they may be susceptible to black lung disease. Ed Timmons is with the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, which helped develop the PDM-3600. It's the first major update in coal mine dust monitoring in decades.
Every coal miner wears a cap lamp that has a battery on his belt that powers it with a cord to a light on his helmet so that he can see underground. To keep this simple for him, we designed the coal mine dust monitor, the respirable dust monitor. This is the part of the dust he breathes. We built that into his cap lamp battery so that in real time, anywhere during the course of his shift, he can simply press a button on the top of his battery pack there, and it will give him a reading of what his exposure to respirable coal mine dust is so far into the shift, and will project his exposure to the end of the shift, assuming things stay the same. It's an extremely complex technology, and when you introduce a complex technology into an environment as harsh as underground mining, it's dirty, it's dark, it's moist, it takes a long time to debug that instrument and get it to where you can stand behind it and say it's durable and you can count on it to give you what you're buying it for.
There's general agreement that the devices are a great idea, but economics are a concern, both in the price, each unit costs $13,000, and in the potential impact on workers' paychecks. Phil Smith is a spokesman for the United Mine Workers Union.
We want to make sure that as miners may need to be moved around in the mine, because of exposure to coal dust, there's no financial detriment that occurs to them because of that. So that's really our concern, and I think that's something that we'll be able to work out.
Is that not the case now?
It is not the case now because miners aren't moved from one place to the next based on their exposure to coal dust. We don't have the technology that the personal dust monitor would provide to enable people to do that.
Still, the union wants these new monitors in the mines because it says this technology will save lives.
We're seeing an increased incidence in black lung for one of two reasons. Either the dust levels that are allowed in the coal mines are too high, or the companies are not following through and keeping the dust levels to that standard. We know how to prevent this disease. We know it's caused by too much coal dust in the air and people breathing it in. It's a preventable, treatable disease. Unfortunately, it's not curable. So as long as companies are following the law and as long as the law is being enforced, we can do that. But it requires both of those things to happen, and that's not happening in every case right now.
More about these monitors and the issues surrounding them at MarketplaceTech.org. Producer Larissa Anderson is here with a story you might have missed.
Egyptologists have been using advanced satellite imagery to find ancient buildings in Egypt.
That's Egyptologist for you, always concentrating on Egypt.
In their latest satellite survey, a team of researchers found 1,000 tombs and, get this, 17 previously undiscovered pyramids.
Ah, you can't hide from satellites, pyramids.
And this is just the beginning. The researchers say they're going to start looking for thousands more sites that have been covered by silt from the Nile.
You know who this is great news for?
Who?
The mummy movie industry. We're on Twitter at Marketplace Tech, also on Facebook. Look for our name. Like us. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by The Economist, covering news and ideas from around the world and the connections between them on newsstands, Android smartphones, and at The Economist online.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.